Throughout a stimulation cycle, the care team monitors closely to ensure that the patient is responding safely to medication during treatment. Patients frequently also ask about the risks of fertility drugs on long-term health. Both warrant brief explanation. Stimulation medications are designed to encourage multiple follicles to grow. Occasionally, the ovaries respond more strongly than expected. This is called ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, or OHSS. Some people are more predisposed to a stronger response than others. That's one reason stimulation protocols are individualized, and why the care team monitors your ultrasounds and blood work closely throughout. When OHSS occurs, it's most often mild, some bloating and discomfort that resolves on its own within 1 to 2 weeks. This happens in roughly 5 to 10% of stimulation cycles. More significant cases occur in no more than 1 to 2% of cycles. These are managed effectively with hydration and, when needed, drainage of accumulated fluid. The most serious complications are rare, about 0.2% of all treatment cycles. Early detection through monitoring is what keeps that number low. OHSS can develop in two windows. Early onset typically occurs within the first few days after retrieval. Late onset can occur after a fresh embryo transfer, when the embryo implants and produces HCG naturally. Late onset is less common in cycles without a fresh transfer. Advances in fertility medicine, such as a Lupron trigger, have significantly reduced how often OHSS occurs and how severe it tends to be. Significant OHSS is rare following ovarian stimulation in the absence of HCG exposure, either from a trigger shot or embryo transfer resulting in pregnancy. The second topic worth addressing is a question that emerged in the 1990s. Back then, a small number of studies suggested fertility medications might be linked to increased cancer risk. More recent research, conducted across much larger populations, did not confirm those findings. It also identified a key flaw in the original studies. Infertility itself carries a modestly elevated cancer risk, independent of any treatment. The earlier studies hadn't accounted for that. Since then, millions of people have gone through fertility treatment. The current body of evidence does not show an increased cancer risk from fertility medications or treatments. Patients with a personal or family history of hormone-sensitive cancer should discuss this history with their care team to determine whether the history warrants any modification to their treatment protocol. If you have any questions about your individual risk, reach out to your care team who can work through them with you.